Reminiscences of Mrs. Juliana Whitney, dated Schuyler on 28th of October 1975. Interviewer is Joseph G. Svoboda, University of Nebraska, Lincoln Archivist. Καλή ερώτηση. Είστε στην Αμερική να βρίσκονται οι στάτες,
έτσι.
Ευχαριστώ. Ευχαριστώ. Είστε στην Αμερική.
1884.
August 12,
1884.
З якій часті Чех ваші родичі прийшли?
Попазані.
В якій часті Чеха то є? То весничка ніяка.
Часловський, край Часловський.
Бо Часлові, до северній часті Чеха. Вспомінали, пам'ятаєте на ваші родичі добре?
О, yes, very well.
Научили се добре англійськи?
Таки не спіш, але маменька ми сме повідали, так, ми сме мовили англійськи мети себе, маменька. To pořádá rebetine, to je jenom tu anglicky, ale
nemůžeme nic rozumět. A vy jste byla malá, tak to samozřejmě mluvila jenom česky, než jste šla do školy.
Já jsem chodila do české školy taky.
Taky do české školy?
Oh, yes. Tady Donato byl.
Ve Skále.
Easy Donato byl my teacher. Easy Donato. And then we had a picnic and he gave me a piece to speak, and boy, did I come out with a lefse utter, you know. And boy, they just roared, you know, people did, because I did so well, you know. I said, lefse utter is so natural, you know, just it came like if it was real. Mm-hmm. And so that was a picnic in the grove that we had last day of school, always, mm-hmm. in Chesky.
V jakým roce vaše rodiče sem přišli? V jakým roce?
Pamatujete? Oh yes, 1883.
1883.
And they were each 50 years old. I don't know when they came here or not, but they were the same age.
A vy jste byla první jejich
děti?
A oni měli už nějaké jiné
děti? Oh yes, there was Jim, Josie, Anna, Anton, Joe.
Tak vy jste byla šest.
And then I was Julia, Frank, seven of us.
Kolik vás bylo dohromady?
Seven, four. Frank was my pianist.
Seven. Jak si pamatujete, co vaši rodiče zmiňovali o Čechách, jaký byly důvody, z kterých odešli z Čech? Řekli někdo, jaký?
Tady byli grandmother and grandfather.
Jejich rodiče už tady byli.
Byli tam, to je to, kde já jsem byla narozená, tam, na farmě tady.
Na farmě u nich,
aha. To je, se tam sedlovali, když nějaký místo dostali. Pak tam byly místa, že mohli dostat
se. Oni prostě odjeli za svými rodičemi, víceméně. A důvod jejich byl, proč jsem přijeli do Ameriky, že už jejich rodiče tady byli, naši rodiče. Co vzpomínali na Čechy, psali tam někomu?
Psali tam páky, jak se tady mají a všechno.
Přijeli přímo sem do Nebrasky, nebo?
Rovna do Nebrasky a na té farmě, kde já jsem byla narozená. Tam byl grandfather and grandmother. Žádný ho neznali a tam okolo byli všechny český neighbors. Mali, Cinkula, Cindelář, Pospíšil, Kratofil, všetky český neighbors around there.
Vokolo tady, vokolo byl naši pravdě.
Never they landed in the Bartunek's age.
Vy jste začala chodit do školy. Tak jste se vlastně začala učit anglicky. Vy jste měla skoro anglicky, nebo už jste měla anglicky trochu, když jste šla do školy?
Já jsem šla tam na farmě do školy a já jsem byla jako baby teacher's pet, you know. I was little. And they just took me to just to pass away time there, I guess, to kind of catch on to something a little bit.
Tak jste chodila jsem do Skyle,
já
do školy později? Do...
Jo, když jsem byla roky starý, stará, já myslím, tak my father built that home, which you saw the picture of there.
Uh-huh.
And he said, já nebudu z jedného baráku do druhého se stěhovat. A vždycky považujem, vždycky nechali nějaký štíl nebo něco, aby člověk musel po nich uklízet. Mm-hmm. Tak povedal, já si postavím svůj barák, něco, ale on pan nebude veliký, ale bude dost veliký, že tam vám vejdeme a až budu moc, já potom přistavím. Tak he did his all at home, that was built this way and then down this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, picture of it.
A co vaši váš dědeček a babička taky farmařili tady?
Oh ne, já jsem tam, kde já jsem byla narozená. Tak. Tam už nebyl dědeček, já jsem ho ani
neznala. A oni, když jsem přišel, tak farmařili na začátku?
Zrovna farmaři to měli Džána a ten Džán Bartuje, to je jeho farmář, on tam dostal a má děti. On měl velký family, velkou family, jeho první žena zemřela. A pak měl ještě Kopáčovu ženu, byla Kopáčová dcera.
Aha, jak se jmenoval? Bartuněk?
No Bartuněk.
Bartuněk, aha, aha.
A vzal si napřed měl Šedeláře, myslím Šedelářovou, potom si vzal Kopáčovou a ona mu zemřela taky. A měli hodně velkou familii.
To byla, ta Kopáčová byla sestra Eda Kopáče, Eduarda Kopáčová?
Mary, ona se jmenovala Mary. A ona zemřela. Měli velkou familii. Já myslím 9 dětí.
Aha.
A to bylo dohromady, ta první žena a ta druhá žena. Dohromady všechno to obě dětí.
Tak jak si teď pamatujete, když jste byla mladá, když jste chodila do školy, co jste tak zhruba dělali na farmě?
Na farmě já jsem nechodila do školy, jenom mě tam vzali jako pet, teacher's pet, jenom
děkuji. A vy jste chodila do školy přímo ve Skále tady?
Ve městě, protože tatínek postavil ten house, tak když jsem byla 7 roků stará, tak jsem začala do školy.
Aha, a vy jste měli baráček tady ve Skále tu dobu. Co váš otec, co váš tatínek dělal?
Tatínek měl moc rád koně a ve vojně, když byl ve no ještě pak to dostanu zase, Evropě, když byl v Evropě, tak on byl ve nějakém kaprále nebo to ride a white horse and he was very proud of that because he rode the stallion or whatever it was, the horse in the army and he was always proud of that, that horse.
Uh-huh.
And so he loved horses. So when he moved to town from the farm, he took the, you know, at the saloons, they always had a barn at the, in the back for the horses and then the farmers come in with their to spend the day or to do their shopping. Well, then the father would take and hitch the horses, feed them, water them, and put them in the barn, put them in the barn, first water them, and then put them in the barn. And then he hitched them up for the farmers when they were ready to go home. Some of them were ready to go home, but very late.
Uh-huh,
and of course that kept mother up so late waiting for father to come home, but he couldn't come home, so he hitched up those horses for those farmers, you know.
Uh-huh.
That was his duty to take care of. But he loved horses, you know, so well that that was what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when the farmers would come in, they'd generally go to the saloon first, and father done hitch and water the horses, put them in the barn, and then he'd go to his dinner, come home to dinner, and mother'd always have to make green jelly for us and things like that, victory or chicken. So we lived good, and father didn't make very much, but then we got along. My brother, the oldest brother, wanted to be a blacksmith, so he went into the blacksmith business, and right next to where my father was, on the corner of the saloon, and in about the middle of the block was a blacksmith shop. So they were pretty close to each other, father and my brother, oldest brother Jim.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The rest of the smaller kids, we all went to school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Vy jste teď do školy, byli někdy spolužáci vaši Češi taky?
Šulcovi byli český, Janeček, right next door, but great big home that Janeček lived. And the father didn't want to just rent and go into one little home and then another. So he said, I'm going to build a home. So he bought them a vacant lot by Ringsmuth, and Ringsmuth was a newspaper man, Mr. Ringsmuth, my sister said, right? And Janeček was a What did the NHS do? Oh, they had an opera house. There was a great big opera house downtown, and all the shows and everything that came to town went into the opera house. Mm-hmm. And those were our neighbors on the south. And those on the, they all they had big homes, nice big homes. And those on the east of us had a nice big home, and he was a newspaper man.
České děti ve školách mluvili mezi sebou česky, víceméně nebo anglicky?
Víc anglicky.
Víc anglicky. Víc anglicky. V jakém roce to tak zhruba bylo? V roku 1900, kdy jste chodila do školy?
Tak asi... Let's see, I was born in 1884.
To vám bylo asi 16 let.
I went to school earlier than that. I was just about through school at that time.
Were you?
Because then when I was 18, I started to work at flipping in a store, dry goods store. And I worked there till the man sold out and moved away. And then I went to work at another store. I got a job right away. We didn't get a job. So I got a store, and that man run his dry goods store until he went and moved to Chicago. Sam Furman was his name. He moved to Chicago and had a sale and sold out. And then what was I to do? I went into the Schuyler Creamery. They needed a secretary. So I went there and I got books in the Schuyler Creamery Company for the Schuyler Creamery. And then they elected me secretary treasurer. And from the creamery, that burned down, the creamery did. The railroad track ran right by it, you know, right past the... And I suppose there was some spark from the train set of the fire, from the engine. So then I went to the president of the Schuyler Creamery, said, you know what? We'll be out of a job now. He said, I could get a job for you in the post office. Would you like that? I said, well, I sure would. Yeah. So the girl in the post office went, we were going to get married. And by Jesus, I didn't get her job. So I worked in the post office, I don't know how many years. And then in 1909, I was going with him, Charlie Novotny. He was running a cream station and poultry and all that, you know. Mm-hmm. So he needed a bookkeeper, so he got me out of that job in the post office, and I had to be, when we got married, I had to be his bookkeeper, the chief bookkeeper he wanted to have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
you were in your own business then?
Yes, we had our own business on 12th Street there.
Uh-huh.
And I worked there till...
Váš manžel mluvil česky?
Oh, yes, he could talk česky, but he'd rather talk American.
Uh-huh.
We could talk quite a bit of American. Mother always would say, what happened? Let me keep it. Anglicky.
Once another Javashman, just another family chair?
Yes, I think so, but I don't know too much about his past.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They lived on a farm and owned a land and a lot less.
No, co tak Češi, když jste tak vyrůstala, byla ve škole, co si pamatujete, co tak Češi dělali ve škále? Bylo tady hodně celkem.
Oh yes, my brother was a Sokol, he joined the Sokols.
Váš bratr byl Sokolem?
Oh yes, my brother Jim, the oldest son of my father's. And Anton, I think he was a Sokol too, he was next oldest. And then was Joe, and then was Frank, the baby. I was between Joe and Frank.
Jak měl nějaký sokolský slaty tady?
Yes, we used to have a lot of sokolský doings here, and my brother was always quite popular and quite interested in work.
Když byl během první světové války, pomáhali tady Češi jak tomu úsilí v Československu založit československý stát. Pamatujete si o to vůbec něco za první světové války?
First World War. No, I don't remember too much about that.
Byly tady mimo Sokola nějaké jiné organizace české? Nějaký podporující jednota nebo...
Jednota české, dám, taky byly dámy, jednota české. They used to have picnics, you know, and get-togethers. They used to always look forward to that summer picnic, you know. Yes, so funny, picnic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A co se dojíte náboženský víceméně, bylo tady víc, tak co si pamatuje Čechů, bylo tady víc katolíků, nebo protestantů, nebo jak se tomu říká, svobodářů, svobodně mysleli hlavně?
Je většinou, ale tady nechci říkat, že v Evropě museli chodit dokonce, museli, oni nutili, aby museli být na tu víru, aby
měla. A když přijel jsem, tak on...
So, yeah, here is freedom. This is freedom. Aha. He said, you can go, but he said, be honest. He always taught honesty, honesty above all things. He said, you can go or you don't need to go if you don't want to, but do the right thing. Don't do anything that isn't right. And we tried to... And I tell you, we got many lickings if we didn't. Especially my youngest brother. He liked to, you know, get into mischief. And then my father would have to give him a little spanking. Of course, mother always... didn't like that very well, she didn't see his face. But his father wanted everything all right, just had to be just perfect.
Tak byli tady byli katolíci nějaký kostel nebo
katolíci? Katolíci, hodně katolíci. My jsme tedy didn't go to church, we just could go to Presbyterian church or any church that we wanted to, you know. And we didn't go too much, but I don't know, it seemed like we kids were played around mostly, played around. And then after we got older, of course, we went hunting and fishing and all that kind of stuff. And my husband was a great outdoor man. I had to have a gun and shoot too, by golly, and I got the rabbits.
Co se dojíte čtení? Měli tady nějaký čtenářský spolek Češi, kde si mohli půjčovat knížky? Četli česky nebo?
Já jsem mohla číst česky pretty good. I was kind of bragging on myself, but then I figured that there were about three or four of us girls that kind of jumped together. We were pretty good in school.
Co se dojíte ještě náboženství? Pamatujete si, měli tady, ať to byli protestanti nebo katolíci, měli tady nějaký slavnosti náboženský jako svátek Božího
těla. Well, nevím, jestli to, ale na Václava vždycky musel být bál na Václava. Nebo Josefa.
A měli tady nějakou halu svoji? Kde měli tady českou halu?
Já nevím, how do you mean halu?
Nějakou místnost.
CSPS, český. CSPS. Česká západní jednota.
Takových zvyků jako poutě nebo posvícení, měli tady nějaké?
To jsme se vždycky na ten poučikovali, to jsme jeli na farmu tam, Hein Church, tam byl kostel in Hein, to bylo just a little way from where I was born. I was born in, on a highway 15, you know, on a farm. And, then from there on, there was a church where they go to that church for the doings, you know.
Chodili i protestanti, i svobodomyslní na ty náboženské slavnosti, bylo to víceméně český, všechno dohromady, třeba svatýho Václava.
Všechno se to zmíchalo, svatýho Josefa.
Co se děje okolo Vánoc, jak slavili tady Vánoce? Po českým způsobu nebo?
Well, asi po českým způsobu, jak.
Měli jste vánoční stromky doma?
Jo, to muselo být. A my jsme vždycky museli někam si jít někam, aby to mohli rodiče zrychtovat, aby jsme nepíkovali pořád.
Hodně větší jako Vánoce byly, si slavili celkem po Česku. Jak ve vaší rodině s manželem, slavili jste Vánoce později, tak s vánočním stromkem taky, když jste byla už vdaná?
Tak moc ne už potom.
Když jste byli ještě děcko, když jste měl třeba vánoční, den před vánočním dnem, Christmas Eve, co jste jedli, měli jste nějaký zvláštní jídlo?
To muselo být něco special.
To je to ryby?
That was it. Mother always made a kind of a vomáčka with a ryba in it. And that was good. Rozíky in it. Švestky.
Někdy jste taky zabíjali prase, třeba jste zabíjačky po svícení?
Oh yes. Maminka byla good cook, very good cook. Vždycky jsme měli nějaký, když přijeli z Čech, nějaký hořejší přijel z Čech. Mm-hmm. No neměl tam jít, my jsme ho vzali to, into our home. Mm-hmm. And so he always enjoyed everything that mother. He said, so he liked my, he used to say, oh, yeah, yeah, just like my mother used to bake or make, you know. And of course his mother and my mother were sisters. Mm-hmm. So they did a lot of things alike.
A vy jste měli návštěvy z Čech někde občas? Příbuzný nebo? Vy jste se zmínila, že jsem někdo přijel z Čech.
Alexa, jo, nějaký Alexa a Hořejší.
Aha.
Z Čech.
To byli vaši příbuzní?
Nebo... Cousins, jo.
A, příbuzní, aha. A ty kdy zase odjeli nebo tady zůstali?
Tady zůstali, aha. Uženili se tady. Ten Alexa měl jednou accident, nějaký velký accident. Já myslím, že jsme hned to něco zabilo hned. Já nevím, jestli to bylo na 4. July. If somebody set off a firecracker near him or something, or did something, but anyhow, I know he had some kind of accident, and so I know he was very bad, so I don't know whether he died from that or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the boys, they went to Omaha then, and there wasn't any work for them to do here. They went to Omaha, we had relatives there, Hulecek,
mm-hmm.
and they got work for them there.
Takže víte, ještě nosili byste tady vůbec nějak někdy český kleje, víte, Czech customs.
Well, no, we didn't know.
No,
nikdo. Kazajky všelijaký, he?
Jo, to se tady nevěřilo. No, to je prostě...
Well, my jsme cestovali jako jiný lidi tady.
To jsou větší ještě...
Ale maminka nikdy nešla bez šátku, vždycky šáteček.
Já, no, to jsem nosil na ten.
Hedvábný šátky, takový krásný. Já myslím, že ještě jeden tady mám.
Jsem to říká babušky.
Aha.
Aha. A byly tady taky nějaká česká hudba, kapela nebo...
Jo, můj uncle Joe Pěchota byl head of it.
Byl váš striček?
Jo, yes, mother's brother.
Aha.
Pěchota.
Aha.
On měl kapelu
českou. To jezdili po městech nebo tady?
Oni taky vyhrávali, jo, na Josefa, na Václava vyhrávali. Večer chodili from one place to another hrát. Něco, někde dostali něco a někde nedostali něco.
A to oni chodili hrát prostě k jednotlivým stavením?
Aha, jo, aha. Venku hráli.
Venku.
Přišli, jo, aha. Přišli a ke dveřům a začali hrát celá kapela.
Aha.
A člověk jim něco dal, pár dolarů.
Taky hráli na tancovačkách, jak se tomu říká, na tancích, na bálech, tak hráli.
Oh, jo, oh, yes, já jsem měla Anko Pěchota, že byl band leader, on měl ten great big horn.
Uh-huh.
And another cousin that stayed with us, Hořejší, he played that thing like this clarinet. And we had the music, he used to write notes, you know, for the band.
Uh-huh.
Make those notes, you know.
Uh-huh. On taky skládal hudbu?
Yeah,
yeah. A jakou hudbu hrál? To byla víceméně česká hudba, to byla, nebo cokoliv?
Oh, yeah.
Cokoliv,
jo, všelijaký.
Aha. Měli tady taky nějaký zpěvácký spolek?
Oh yes, yes.
Zpívali?
I belong to one too.
Jo?
A
při čem jste zpívali? Při nějakých zvláštních událostech?
Měli jsme takový club.
Aha, aha. Jaký z písničky jste zpívali? Pamatujete si nějaký písničky?
Yes, we them off boy and...
Český nebo anglický nebo
obojí? Český,
jo, obojí. Český. Byly to národní písničky?
Mhm,
jo. Co se vědíte ještě? Doma vaše maminka vařila české jídla?
Oh, jo, můj brother byl blacksmith a on musel mít knedlíky zelí, když to jenom bylo. To nebylo dobré, když to nebylo.
Aha.
Jo. We raised in chickens, you know, we raised pigs and we butchered. Father would butcher a hog and we'd have shunky and we just had everything. We lived very good and plain and but good. And Father was a very honest man. He wanted everything to the T.
Pamatujete si, sama jste vařila český jídla takové?
Oh, já taky můžu, já jsem dostala ceny nyní zadávno. I still remember the days when I used to come to your house to eat. I got a letter from Spokane, Washington from my friend. We were chums, we worked together in the store, in the dry goods store. And that's before I got the job in the post office. And there was two drug stores that I worked in until they closed up, and then I got this cleaner job. That is, my brother was a butter maker there, and that's why they wanted a person at the post office, and the president from the creamery recommended me, so I got the job, and I was very happy, and I stayed there. So my husband finally needed a bookkeeper too, you know, he was in that poultry business.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, that was in 1909 when we got married, 1909.
Uh-huh.
And
so then you came into your own business and
yes,
became a bookkeeper, and
you had the business. Yes. Yes, we had our own business.
And when did you actually start to live separately from your parents? When did you move? When you got married?
No, we stayed at home. We lived with my parents, my husband and I.
Oh, you lived with your parents?
Yes, we lived with that. That was a pretty big home, you know, and all the rest of them were married and gone.
Uh-huh.
And so when we got married, my younger brother, he went away to Tobias to work. My other oldest brother was there in a blacksmith shop, so he went there to work with him in a blacksmith shop. And so I was the only one left at home. My sister, other sister was in Omaha. The two sisters were in Omaha. That's all I had, the two sisters.
So all your brothers and sisters were gone?
Yes, all
back.
Were gone, yes. So we stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband worked in the poultry business, you know. And he'd come home from the meals. And
mm-hmm.
Well, we worked that way together. We're pretty good. My folks saw a lot of my husband, Charlie. And they got along real well.
But what when did your parents die? How long did they live?
In 1909 I got married, and they were still living. I must have it somewhere, but I can't quite remember when they died.
They didn't, your husband died in
1939.
Were your parents still alive at the time when your husband died?
I think mother was, but I don't believe father was. Then I lived in that home, and all the rest of the children were in different places in Omaha. And then those that were married, of course, they had homes of their own. So I kept this home and kept it going until I moved into the high rise. The neighbors that were around me, I showed you the picture of, they thought so much of me, I thought so much of their children. Well, they wanted me to leave the home and go into that high rise. And oh, I hated to think of it, but they didn't want to see me there alone.
Uh-huh.
And mischief makers and all those coming around lots of times at night and bother. So they said, oh, you'll be better off up there. So I moved to the high rise. But I was just blocked, a little bit over a block away from my old home. That's where the high rise is. You know where the high rise is, or don't you? High rise.
Yeah.
Building. You know where
I
know
this, sure.
So my home was just a block north, and just across the street.
Uh-huh.
A block north. That's where I lived for, all my life. That is all about, since I was a baby, I was born on the farm, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But since I was old enough to go to school, I think I lived in that house ever since, until I got moved in the high rise.
Mm-hmm.
Then I decided, what am I going to do with this home here now? I can't keep up the taxes and pay the rent at the high rise, so I decided I would sell. So I sold the home, and I said, now the best thing to do with that money is to pay the undertaker and have that all paid up, casket and funeral, mind you, I have all that paid up. Ready, I said, I don't want to bother anybody with my troubles and money now. So that's where my money went. That's where I sold the home. Then I stayed in the high rise. So now I've got to, I think I'm on Social Security too.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, do you have any recollection of anything that is in your memory of your past life, you know, that you think would be worth remembering, I mean, worth recording? Anything that happened since you have a first recollections, since your days of school, right up to the present? What is what stays in your memory, you know? Is there anything that you recall? Among the friends.
I can remember nearly everything that happened when we were kids and everything. I can remember pretty well everything that we used to do.
Did you travel a little bit?
Not much. I was in California. I had a sister there. Uh-huh. And she passed away. And do you know that this sister of mine, her husband, is related to the governor's wife, our governor's wife here?
Mrs. Exon?
Yeah, Mrs. Exon.
Oh, Mrs. Exon is...
She was a Duchat. Yeah, she was Chess. She was a Duchat. Her mother was a Duchatka, and my brother-in-law was a Duchatka.
Oh, I
so
see.
So you see, we're kind of like related. Really? So I wrote to her, and I have a letter here from Governor Exon. He wrote to me. When I would have any doings here, they always give me the books, you know, register. So I sat at the table to register, and with my book, and he came and he signed his name in the register book. And I said, oh, you're Governor Exon? Yes. So I got to talking to him. I said, I believe your wife and my brother-in-law are related. And he said, well, my wife was a Pross. I said, well, yes, Mrs. Pross was a Duchatka. So you see how things work out when you get to talking. I always am quite I like to get acquainted with people. In a nice way, I said, so you're related to the Duchatkas. He said, well, my wife was a Pross. And Mrs. Pross used to be a Duchatka girl. So, and my brother-in-law was a Duchatka, married my oldest sister, Joseph. And they lived in California. But they're buried, they're both buried there in California. Mm-hmm. They didn't go to the funeral. Mm-hmm. They couldn't afford it to go. But they had three boys and a girl, those Duchatkas. And where they all are, I don't know. The girl's son was getting married last year, so I sent them a little gift. So I haven't even heard from them since. Mm-hmm. So you see how things go after you get kind of old, why then you lose a lot of your friendship, or I mean the connection.
He's now 83 years old. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you saw him on a previous occasion?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't tell you.
He wouldn't know. He used to work here in the drugstore one time.
Genesis.
That's going to be 1920, right. After the First World War sometime.
Oh, I wouldn't remember that.
You really remember
that. I have too many things in my forehead there to remember.
Since we will talk a little bit more about the Brother Czechs in Schuyler, did the Czech were sort of active in any effort to, or did they keep in contact with their relatives in the old country? As far as you know, like your parents or other people?
Know too many that would speak of having written to anybody in Czechoslovakia or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember, having any of my chums that would speak of their people in Europe. Or not too much. But
did any of your people that you know, did they ever go visit the old country?
They went to visit, yes, I heard of them. And they were some of them were kind of disappointed with the way they found things.
Was it fairly recently, or?
No, not recently. It could be at least 10 years ago or so.
I see.
Yes, and those my friends that are living now, their parents are gone, so they
Do you still any people write to people to the old country? Do they have any Czech families have any relatives or friends? You don't know.
I think
at the time, no. You yourself do not know anybody of your, of your past family.
Yes,
do you know anybody there in the old country?
No, I don't.
Seems to be everybody left of your family to the United States.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you used to dance quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
Or did the Czechs have many special occasions, dancing parties every weekend?
Yes,
or?
Namaskarni Bal.
Namaskarni Bal?
Yeah, that's great. Ball.
When was that? That was in February, wasn't it?
Sometime
in the winter?
January, yes, in the winter. And then we'd have a club, the Sokolki Club or something, Sokoli.
Sokolova, They had their dancing parties.
Oh, yeah.
What is such a dancing party? How did it look like, as far as you remember, when you were younger? How many people attend such occasions?
Well, there was enough that it would just be nice and comfortable for dancing. It wasn't crowded, but sometimes some of those masquerades and that was so crowded that you couldn't even...
It was too crowded?
Yes.
Did they serve food as well?
No, not at the party.
Then drinks?
Drinks, yes. You could go in the bar room and take your drinks.
Beer or...?
Well, yeah, whatever you like.
Yeah. Did the Czech generally have their own garden beer parties of any sort here, as far as you can remember?
They had kind of get-togethers. I don't know where they met at the
hall. Yes, it's occasional.
He had CSPS Hall here too. They had some doing it in there different times.
What about during Prohibition? How was it? How did the Czech react to Prohibition? You yourself didn't drink any, did you?
No, I wasn't. But my husband liked to drink a little bit. Sometimes a little bit too much. I had to go
Well, Czech are usually that way. They
like to have a little.
What about...
But his dad, I think, had a saloon in David City or something like that.
I see.
I think so.
What about... you talk about dancing parties and how was the setup? Generally, was there a band playing?
Oh yes.
How many people were in the band?
You know, I had an uncle, Kehota. He was a band master here, a little big horn. Then I had a cousin that stayed with us. That came from the old country. He stayed with us till he got married. He played the clarinet, I guess. And
trumpeto.
Yes, and they used to practice, take Sundays on Sundays, you know, practice in different places. They used to practice at our house, too, lots of times.
Oh, they did. How many of them were? About 10?
Eight or 10, yes.
8 or 10.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
What about, did they participate in funerals, too? Did they plan funerals, or...?
It seems to me that they did at one time, but I don't quite remember that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't quite remember. It seems to me that they played on different occasions.
You mentioned previously that you went to some Czech classes, Czech school.
Oh, yes.
Who was teaching? Do you remember the teacher?
Oh, sure. A.Z. Donato. I'll never forget. A.Z. Donato.
A.Z. Donato.
Mm-hmm. D-O-N-A-T.
Who was he?
Well, he had children and they went to school.
He was an immigrant from Bohemia?
I suppose he was.
And that was during the regular, was it a special type of class on weekend, or was it during the regular days?
No, that you it was went just to on some certain days, say Easter or...
That was voluntary, only those people who wanted to go.
Yes.
So you took some classes, that's where you actually learned Czech to speak.
Kids had to be on the floor first thing. Musicians put their new instruments up to their mouth while we were on the floor already.
What did you study during those Czech classes? Did you study a little bit of history of Bohemia?
Oh, yes. We had to draw the map, Czechoslovakia map.
Mm-hmm.
I still see it. Map of Czechoslovakia, Europe, or whatever it was, Czechoslovakia, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Czech lands at that time. What was the age of children who used to attend the classes? Were they more or less the same?
Well, about the same, about 10, 12, or older. So I went 4 years, and then when we had the last, the last day of school was picnic. They gave a picnic in the grove. The Cohorts were, my brother married a Cohort girl. And they had a grove out south of town there, right by the river. And they lived there for years, Cohort. My brother married one of the Cohort girls, Josie. So they had a picnic in the grove there, and of course they had a platform built there, and the musicians would sit on this platform and then we'd dance around there.
Mm-hmm. And you were dancing outside too?
Oh, sure, that was outside. And that's where I spoke that piece that time too.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes. And A.C. Donato was a teacher.
Do you remember what it was?
It was
Czech poetry?
left the Uttar. A lion got loose, and that, what happened then when that lion got loose, I don't remember. But anyhow, people just thought it was great, you know, that I could come out with it, so I think it was really true.
Was your father, since he, of course, knew Czech very well, and he learned English, how did he feel about it? Did he like living did he like it here?
Oh, yes.
Did he like it? Yes, was he sort of grateful for the opportunity that he could establish?
But on the farm, when we landed on the farm, the grasshoppers came and cleaned up the crops so far. It was, goodbye, I'm going to town. And my father loved the horses. So he said, I'm going.
Did your father do farming in the old country?
Yeah. In the old country, I don't know, but here, I remember them saying that the grasshoppers were
there. Bought land, or was it under the land, what they call?
No, just rented it.
Do you remember grasshoppers too? Any
well,
time?
That's when I was small, about around three, 4 years old, and I heard them talking about grasshoppers come and cleaned up all the crops. And I said, this is not going to work.
What were both your mother and father reminiscences about the old country? Did they recollect quite a bit about the old country, or did they rather look forward to life here and about opportunities, about creating future for themselves?
Opportunities, yes, they had a chance for things like that. Than in the old country, because folks would say, "Oh, to listen, they must need Czech hardtakile."
Was there among either your family or other Czechs who were here? There was a well-known family. Were they still descendants in town, Skála Fajta or Faj? There was an insurance company downtown. Did any of these Czech families were interesting in what was happening in Bohemia at that time? Did they talk about it? Was there any particular interest from what you remember on part of the original immigrants or pioneers on their part? Was there any interest in maintaining to maintain the Czech language or the type of certain cultural things, or did they just look at it as practically as possible and say, well, this is good for us, but our children have to decide for themselves what to do?
Yeah.
Did they put it that way more practically? Did your parents, for example, were trying to persuade you to learn Czech? Did they try to do it?
No.
Or was it up to you?
Well, sometimes they say, "Put out rebenčite angličky, so we can rozumieť, čo povídate." Mother didn't catch on as easy as father could catch on a little easier.
But they didn't feel bad about the fact that the children would not learn Czech.
Yeah, but they didn't want us to forget it, you know. They didn't feel like they wanted us to forget it.
They wouldn't like you to forget it.
No, they wouldn't like to.
Uh-huh.
That's why they sent us to Bohemian school.
But they were definitely on part of the first immigrants, to keep the language. Well, that was very nice.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to ask this question because it's coming up and it varies. In some places, many Czech immigrants, they felt that their children should learn English and assimilate as fast as possible, while others, they felt that they should retain part of their culture.
Yeah, we too. That's the way we did it at our place. They didn't want us to forget that we're Czech, you know. They didn't want to. Some of them, you know, would make fun of Czechs and things like that.
Do you recall the names of those people like Tomáš Masaryk? Do you remember the name? Do you hear the name?
Masaryk, yes.
He was in the United States, I think, in 1902 and 1907. That was when you were probably very small yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Si, říkáte, že si na už víc nemůžete vzpomenout, co tak zhruba na jak to chodilo u vás doma, když jste byla mladá, když jste se přestěhovali sem do sem do města, do Skále s vámi. A jak to tak chodilo, když jste chodila do školy? To jste šla ráno do školy, a vaše maminka uvařila mezi tím, tatínek šel do práce, a v poledne jste se všichni dohromady sešli na oběd, nebo...
Já myslím, že my jsme museli nosit v oběd tatínkovi. Zrovna farmaři jezdili do města ten čas a on měl pilno dávat koně, dávat jim pít and hitch him, and give him water, and then he'd give him oats in the barn. Some farmers would bring their own oats, and then father would buy oats to have for them to, then he'd feed them. Then the farmers would go in and drink and have a big old time, you know. Sometimes they'd stay pretty late. It was supper time, father would come home and he'd say, yeah, tam musím, ještě tam mám nějaký.
On váš tatínek patřoval prostě v farmáře, pokud se jdete s koňma.
Oh yes, yeah. He loved horses so well. Uh-huh. Potom ty farmáři do salonu, tam pijou a zapomenou, kdy mají jet domů. A potom někdy bylo hodně pozdě, když tatínek přišel domů. A povídal, ten ještě, já jsem mu musel zapřáhnout. Já tam jsem zavázal koně a chudáci tam stojí. He felt so sorry for those horses, you know, they had to wait for the farmer to get his fill in the saloon before they'd go home. And sometimes it was quite late when father came home, 11 o'clock. But he would see that they were fed and watered, and that was his delight when he could be around horses. And but he'd hitch him up in time to that hitching post there, the place where they tied him. Then the horses would pull and pull, want to go home already. And father felt so sorry for them. He'd say, put your mash just feet. You know, the horses knew their way home. The horses knew their way home. The man would get in there and he'd fall asleep maybe in the old wagon. And the horses knew their way home. I tied those reins to that.
A v té době, co vy jste, si pamatujete, se používali většinou koně na práce v polích.
Father, yes, father
to nebyly ještě žádný traktory, ty přišli až později. Potom traktory.
But we had a little, quite a little garden where we lived. We owned a half a block. Father bought a half a block there. It was empty, and so he bought that. Built a house on it, and he built a barn, and he built a shed. And then later on, when we had a car, my brother Anton, he was a sheriff. My brother Joe was a sheriff. My brother Anton was a policeman. Now I got it mixed up. Which one was the policeman? Anton. Joe was sheriff. Yeah, Joe was sheriff.
Here in Schuyler?
Yes, here in Schuyler. In Colfax County. Colfax County Sheriff. And one time my brother had an accident. Oh, and my third brother, he was driving one of these here big machines, those maintainers, you know, road maintainers. And he fell. That's how he lost his life, mind you. He fell and he got hurt so bad that he didn't get over it. He fell off of it. He went to do something that happened to the machine, and he went to, and he slipped, you know, and slipped under it and it ran over him. So,
how old was he when that
happened? He was quite young. I don't just remember how old he'd be. But he was the youngest of the family. He was younger than
I. Oh, he was younger than you then.
But then that's been quite a while ago, but I still remember it. But then they were county officials, my brother Joe and Frank. And Anton was too. Anton was policeman. He was a county official, city policeman. And Jim was a blacksmith. Saving his job.
Well, did you, during the time that you lived in Schuyler, or on the farm and in Schuyler, were there any tornadoes in town that remember?
We had a nice cave. My brother Anton made all the cement blocks for that cave and made a real nice cave, you know. And many times we run into that cave at night when we thought, you know, tornado was coming, or we heard that.
Did you ever have it here? Did you ever have it in Schuyler during your time?
No, not that it would destroy anything, no. But pretty big winds, you know, that you'd come very near. Oh, it tumbled over some rotten old buildings or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So overall, the life was quite peaceful?
Decent weather we had, no. Well, we had a lot of snow and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rule, I think it was just a pretty nice place to live for me.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine, since you haven't traveled very much, except in California.
Yeah, I was there to see my sister.
When was that?
Just again. Oh, I can't tell you when that was.
A long time ago?
Yes, it is. Well, my sister passed away a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
She was a very pretty woman and very nice, and he was a very nice looking gentleman, John Dushatka. And Mrs. Pross, that one in Omaha, she's his sister. And he has another sister, Mrs. Reich, in Omaha. And another sister. And Jim Dushatka, he made cigars on 12th Street there, if you remember. Or don't you know much about Omaha? There was Jim Dushatka, cigar maker, on 12th Street. That was his brother, and I think the older brother. I think they had only those two boys. Because I know I had a big picture of the, bigger than this. Bigger than this, yes, quite a big. And all the family, father and mother sitting down, Mr. and Mrs. Dushatka. And the girls, there were, I think, six girls and only the two boys. All the girls are lined up back here. And only one is sitting on one side of the father and one on the other side of the mother. And the rest of them are standing back here, all in a row, the girls. That's quite a big family. But I don't know what became of the picture. I wanted to get it so bad to send it to the governor's wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would mean more to her than him. It was bigger than this, a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. So, well, anyway, I think we went over all your recollections now, and I hope that you have a wonderful time in years to come, considering your good health.
Thank you.
And that you'll be 92 next August, okay. Next August, and then you have another 8 years to go, and you'll be 100, oh. And you'll probably get there very easy.
No, I'm not figuring on anything like that. I think if I just go through like I am, you know, without having to be bedfast or something like that, I'll be lucky.
Well, you sure have all the way you look, and since you still think of dancing, you like to dance.
Oh, yes, when I hear music, I've got to wiggle.
I would like to thank you then very much and for this interview, and we'll keep it as a memory and for our Czech Heritage Project.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.